We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know what we have now, Lee?
What do we got?
Political dissidents. We actually have, that's like actually a thing.
That's what we are, I guess.
No, I mean, I have been. When you look at what's happening, and I pointed to this. Remember when AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the crazy ex-girlfriend with those crazy ex-girlfriend eyes? Because every man's had one and they know exactly what I'm talking about. Remember when she first came out, when they first issued her?
Yeah.
I said, every man has that. This is like if your crazy ex-girlfriend went to Congress, right?
Right.
Like, dude, somebody voted for her? I couldn't even handle dating her. Like that. So now we all understand what we're dealing with, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfectly clear.
Yes. And you know what I love? Every time I mention the crazy ex-girlfriend, the text line explodes with men telling me about their crazy ex-girlfriend. My personal favorite so far is the guy whose crazy ex got mad at him, and he was driving down the highway, like, think 65, 70 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
And she throws the gear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she just moves it out of drive. I don't even remember now what she put it in, park or whatever.
I hope it was in neutral, because if they hit reverse,
we're talking neutral. New transmission. It was a bad one. Oh, I mean, yeah, it was like the kind where you hear a noise you shouldn't hear coming
exactly,
from the car.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. It wasn't one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so that one sticks in my brain.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't get that out of my head. Anyway, he's no longer with her. But you know what? And they never include the thing you want to know in the text line. Okay, well, did you make her pay for it or did you pay for it?
Exactly.
Come on, details, dude. Okay. So anyway, so I wondered about this. Remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told that massive whopper, and the media went with this for days, about how she was just a poor little victim of these horrifically violent Trump supporters.
The Capitol insurrection.
Yeah, and she was terrified, man. They came down the hall and they were gunning for her. They were going to get her. Oh, they never entered her building?
No, she was not in the same building.
No. Yep. Lie number one. Lie number two. All right. Well, it was, you know, it was a police officer came in and, you know, Capitol officer, police officer, and he told me, man, I had to hide. And then we find out that her timeline doesn't work because the trespassing in the Capitol, the going through the doors you're not supposed to go through, hadn't happened at the time she said the officer came in to warn her, so we couldn't have known.
So it was before that happened.
Right. And the officer's never been named, right?
Yes.
So she got torn apart by Nancy Mace, right? Like,
yes.
Nancy Mace Witch of the Wicked West, you know what I mean, with water over her head.
Oh, absolutely.
And shizmat. So she demanded and sent out to her whole fundraising database to get in touch with Twitter, get in touch with Facebook, and take these people down who were telling the truth about what she'd actually said, right? And I said, this is the beginning of this. They feel entitled to have their critics censored. And so this is not violation of the rules. This is not like whatever we could debate. This is literally you criticize someone with liberal privilege and you're going down.
Right.
Well, this is all over the news today. And it's so alarming that even Newsweek is pointing it out. Here's the first story of this.
They're still around.
Well, online they are.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think they're not in print anymore. I haven't seen one of them in years. Anyway, Black Lives Matter founder Patrice Cullors.
Yes.
You know, the self-avowed Marxist.
Right, yeah.
I don't have to play that audio again. Who doesn't actually follow Marxism because she's got these luxury homes all over the place that she's somehow bought with the money from the struggle, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that people have donated. And hey, every corporation just crowded in there with cash, you know what I mean, and donated. So I'm sure there was plenty of money after the looting and rioting this summer. It was very popular. So New York Post does an article about Patrice Cullors' homes. Nobody has questioned the veracity, the truth of the article, right? There's nobody has questioned the facts whatsoever. Nobody is challenging the facts. But Facebook didn't like that. So they blocked its users from sharing the article because it's embarrassing to her.
Grief.
Mm-hmm. Here's from the article. When Newsweek reporters attempted to post a link to the Post story, the action couldn't be completed. The following message appeared: your post couldn't be shared because the link goes against our community standard. How?
Yeah, exactly. How? When something that is factually correct, that is critical of someone who has a political agenda apparently that they agree with, that goes against their community standards, that's called censorship.
Yeah, that's absolute overt censorship, period, end of memo. Now, this happened over on Twitter, too, remember, because you had that sports critic who is black, ironically, and he criticized her for this, as he should have gotten criticized. This is incredible hypocrisy on her part on so many levels. I mean, she came to prominence telling her followers to burn down other people's property. I think there's the absolute irony of this.
We actually do have an ideological frame.
Not this one. Here we go.
We are very obsessed with property damage. Property damage is seen as sort of like the pinnacle of destruction and violence.
Yeah. So it's all great. So anyway, so the ESPN former ESPN sports commentator who took her out on Twitter just basically said this is absolute hypocrisy. Tweet taken, account shut down. Okay, so this is how it works now. Well, that leads us to the stellar reporting job James O'Keefe has done this week, right?
Again.
He gets the CNN director on film, and boy, is this shocking. They talk about how they basically faked an illness for Donald Trump, brought in medical experts willing to whip it up even, and even admits, we don't even know if there was anything wrong with him. They found a slight shake and they made, you know, a 3-day deal out of it. And then he even talks about how, yeah, but we run video footage to make Joe look healthy. You know, footage of him running. He's like, we do that over and over. Just get the public think he's healthy. You know, and then he even admits, yeah, we overhyped COVID for the ratings. And then he says, yeah, our next thing we're going to overhype is going to be, you know, climate change. It's going to be climate danger, all this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And he even brags.
Yeah,
our goal was to get Trump kicked out of office. That's what our coverage is. And even admits it's propaganda. So all my trolls out there, don't send me a CNN link anymore. I'm just going to delete it. I won't even read it. When one of the directors there, so this is a guy who actually has a say over news content, admits that what he's producing is propaganda, don't send me that crap. And tell me I'm wrong. I'm not even going to click on it. I waste my time. So you are listening to propaganda. If you want to know what's actually going on, listen to this show. We have a 7-year track record of getting every major story right. So James O'Keefe, you can't dispute any of this. The guy's on camera. You can watch it yourself. So how do you deal with James O'Keefe telling you the truth about CNN?
You cancel him.
You cancel him. Permanently suspended from Twitter. If the government did this, people would be saying we live in an authoritarian regime.
Right.
Well, when somebody else is doing it on behalf of the government, what is the difference?
There is no difference. It is a distinction without a difference.
So this has all gone down, and it's just we don't like that you make our friends look bad, especially not when Twitter and Facebook rely on CNN fact checks to suspend everybody else. And you get a higher up at CNN admitting it's propaganda. And how do they deal with it? Censor it. No debate allowed. So we're now in the zone where you can't criticize certain people or institutions if they have liberal privilege. Forget it. Good luck. And these governors better wake up. I forget Congress. They're useless. These governors better wake the heck up. Half the Republican Party's on the big tech payroll. They're not going to do anything. When they mumble about 230 is not what we need to change, Section 230. No, we don't need to do this. Very easy to fix it. Vladimir Putin, the world's foremost free speech advocate, process that for a minute, okay?
I'm telling you.
He's got the answer, and Ron DeSantis is trying to get this through his legislature down there in Florida. Every instance of censorship is a fine. You censor a candidate, you censor a regular person, fine. And I've said, we should just figure out here in South Carolina, what's it take to, you know, pave a mile of asphalt?
Exactly.
Whatever that is. See, this way, that's how you get to the legislature's attention, right?
Yeah. Just make it a revenue stream for the infrastructure bank.
Make it a revenue stream. We go first. We're
exactly.
bound. I mean, we'll probably get 40, 50 miles before the tech titans give up.
Yeah.
You know? And every person, I don't care if it's Joe Bumpkus, your crazy uncle, who gets censored for putting his conspiracy theory up there, which these days... Did you see the new Babylon Bee article? I left.
No, I haven't seen that.
It says, new study shows conspiracy theorists more accurate than mainstream media. Which is true.
It is.
Really. It has been true in the last year. So every time that happens, we just, you know what, pave another mile. We'll just pave another mile. We can even do it in Hugh Leatherman's district. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll pave that whole sucker with gold right there. We'll do another 200 miles in his county, you know? So we'll do that. By the way, everything leading up to the election we now know is fake. Did you see the Russian bounty story that Trump was down?
He was
protecting the Russians. They were putting bounties on U.S. soldiers and all that kind of stuff. Totally fake.
Yeah.
Totally fake. Yep. So that means the Hunter laptop story fake, Russian bounty story. Was anything leading up to the election really?
But
was any of it?
I'm not sure if there was anything.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be canceled now. No. I've questioned the wrong people.
Yeah.
Already was canceled. Got out of Facebook jail. By the way, it's getting to the point, if they put you in Facebook jail for something, that means it's true. That's where we are now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And the vaccine trial rolls on. The only one ever done in our lifetimes on American citizens in mass. I've explained to you before how this works. Because I wrote about it for many years as an investigative reporter. Normally we would do these vaccine trials in other countries. I was fascinated by that. Just the morals of it. And we talked about the FDA approval process. Why is it so long? Well, they have to test it. Well, who do they test it on? Not Americans. Mostly Africans and Indians. And the thing that shocked me the most was because Americans have such a low tolerance for death and disfigurement, you're not going to get away with a vaccine trial that kills 5 kids until they get it right. You're just not. You're going to end up on 60 Minutes. So they got to take it to Africa and Asia to do it. Where the governments welcome it because those people aren't getting vaccinated any other way. It'll save more lives than it takes. Here, it would take more lives than it saved. Those are places where things like dysentery are still a problem. So they could try the vaccines out there and they're cool with it. And then once we work the kinks out on them, they bring them here. Well, for the first time, we're having a vaccine trial here in America. You've never had that before, and this has not been explained to the American people. That's why you really need to weigh getting this vaccine. And the advice is different depending on the age you are and the risk category you're in. You see this? 43-year-old man just had a stroke from the J&J vaccine. He was not overweight. He cannot speak. He had it within hours after being vaccinated. That's to be expected in a vaccine trial. It happens all the time in Africa and India. In fact, I was just gobsmacked reading the stats. I mean, it's you go into these vaccine trials in these countries, you expect to kill, I don't know, several dozen to over 100 people. It's not unusual. Maybe more, depending on how widespread it is. Disfigurement, permanent injury, hundreds of those. And they work it out. They get the kinks out of the vaccine. They're working it out on us right now. American people haven't been told this. That is not to say that the vaccine is dangerous. It's not. The stats show a surprisingly successful vaccine. But VAERS also shows now over 50,000 injuries, deaths, 4,400 hospitalizations, and thousands of permanent disfigurements. Small number. It's a small number. We've given out millions of these vaccines. But this is a vaccine trial. Don't kid yourself. And the American people don't understand that. And I'm looking at a perfectly healthy 43-year-old man, not overweight, and going, what the heck? Why did he take the shot? Why? His chance of dying of COVID is less than a chance of dying of the flu. I bet he didn't even get a flu vaccine last year. Why would he? He's healthy. So I told you this a lot of times. I'm not going to be a broken record about it, but you need to understand this is a vaccine trial. And once people understand that it's a vaccine trial, they react differently. That was one of the biggest stories of the week, I thought, that 40% of Marines had declined this, U.S. Marines. And the reason the vaccine came to their attention is because they can't decline vaccines. You go in the Marines, this happened with my husband, you have to take them all. With one exception, if they skip the trials. So the Marines were told, hey, you don't have to take this one because they skipped the trials that they normally do. You're not required to take it. Because they were informed, dude, they skipped the trials? Yeah, they did. Once they understood this, 40% of Marines said, heck no. The American people have not been similarly advised. So I'm not saying I'm never going to get this shot. I'm saying no way, no how am I getting anytime soon. I'm going to let all y'all guinea pigs go first. And I'm going to get some good stats. We're going to get past the point where the public feels they, you know, doctors and the medical establishment feels they can't tell you the truth about this. We're going to get past all of that when the big studies come out, and then maybe I'll take it. Once they work the kinks out. At the point where they would normally give it to the American public, I'm going to wait for that. It's crazy this man took this shot. Ask yourself, why am I getting this? Go do research. Now, if you're over 70, your chance of dying of this is higher than your chance of dying of the flu. It's worth looking into. 43 years old. Father 7. In a wheelchair. Can't speak. That's how a vaccine trial goes. And not just for COVID. For everything. All of them. They shouldn't tell you who they worked the kinks on your vaccine out on. And it wasn't you. But it is now. And if you're okay with that, that's fine. I'm telling you not to get it. I'm telling you to think about it. You healthy? You in your 40s? 50s? You're pretty healthy. A few pounds overweight. Everybody is. But, you know, otherwise healthy. It's okay not to get this shot. It's okay. I'll let a medical doctor you trust tell you what doctors are afraid to say because they don't want to end up on the evening news. This is Senator Rand Paul, who's also a medical doctor. Here's what he says. It's okay to not get the shot.
And then people need to realize that the risk factors are different depending on your age. You mentioned the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Very, very safe. And if you're over 80, without question, it's the only one you can get, take it. If you're over 70, take it. But it does depend on your age. If you're under 25, the chance of dying from this is 1 in 1,000,000. So your risk factors do depend on whether you judge whether you take a vaccine. It's not the same for everybody.
Thank you. How hard is that? How hard is it? Just tell the American people the truth. And the fact that they won't is what makes me so suspicious. It's not controversial what he just said. But COVID's like a religion, folks. You know you do not criticize somebody's religion. You cannot say this. Can't say it's okay to decide for yourself. Gotta get it! Why? What are your risks? See, I don't want to tell you about that either. And here's the problem. The risk figures are wrong. Because the death stats are wrong. If COVID was coded like everything else, just 6% of the deaths would be counted as COVID deaths. The deaths aren't anywhere near what they're telling you. And even with that, you have a higher chance of dying of the flu. Particularly if you're under the age of like 50, definitely 60. Just, you know what? Weigh it. The odds anything going to happen to you with this shot that we know of, not very high, but there is a risk there. And if you got 7 kids, you're otherwise healthy, and your chance of dying of this is nil. Just understand, you're taking part in a vaccine trial. And they haven't done a really good job of explaining that to you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Half the country wanted a president who was nicer, particularly on Twitter. And they got one. Our enemies love him. They clearly think he's a joke. Did you see what just happened with Vladimir Putin? He just drop-kicked Joe Biden. Here's a headline from the New York Post. Putin closes off access to Black Sea after Biden's about-face on Ukraine. Yeah, Putin's in a process of taking Ukraine back. He's been wanting to do this for years, been making noise about it. Do you think it's interesting he waits till right now, just as soon as it's clear that Joe was going to be the one in office, to start massing on the Ukraine border? They understand weakness. They get it. And keep in mind, Putin has just done this after mocking Joe by challenging him to an in-person debate while questioning Joe's mental ability to even pull it off, which is a legit question. And then he adds, while laughing, that this would be interesting for both the American and Russian people to watch, and he wants the media there, and he wants it unscripted. He's mocking us. He's mocking Joe. Putin knows Joe can't even handle an unscripted public meeting. And so Putin is behaving and invading accordingly. So what does that look like? Well, Russia continued to build up its troop presence near the Ukraine border. Obama installed the Ukraine leadership. Do you understand who the Ukraine leadership even is? Does anybody? Do you guys understand who they installed? Over, by the way, the wishes of the Ukrainian people. Neo-Nazis. No joke. It's becoming a problem because white supremacists, skinheads, neo-Nazis from all over the world are going to Ukraine to fight, to keep them in place. This is who Obama and Joe installed. It's who paid off Hunter, too. Try to wrap your mind around that. Anyway, so here's what's just happened. This is what you need to know anyway. So Joe sends a warning to Vladimir Putin, tells him to knock it off, stop massing near the Ukraine border, stop menacing Ukraine. In response, Russia, who clearly thinks Joe's a joke, and he is, told the U.S. to stay out of the Black Sea, quote, for your own good, unquote, while they conduct exercises. So Biden did. He turns back two U.S. Navy ships. In Taiwan, they're doing facepalm. Oh, my God. The Chinese capital, they're going, you know, we ought to just take Hong Kong. What's Joe going to tell us not to? And then we say we're going to, he'll go okay? And this is where they are right now. And this, we weren't talking, I mean, folks, seriously. Trump in office, we weren't talking about Taiwan and the Chinese taking Taiwan. I don't think they'll do it right now, but we weren't talking about it. If I were them, I'd take Hong Kong. I'd just go ahead and roll right through there with the tanks. Tiananmen Square style. I mean, you already told them to do it. Yeah, and that interview with Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper says, hey, how you feel about the Uyghur genocide, the Buddhist genocide? And Joe says it needs to be done for unity. And he's not even asked about Hong Kong. And he throws Hong Kong in too and says, yeah, Hong Kong too needs to be done for unity. Those are democracy supporters. They wave U.S. flags and you're telling the Chinese take him out for unity? And Putin went, cool, okay. Guess we'll. Look, I'm not crying any tears to watch Obama's neo-Nazis thrown out of Ukraine. Ukrainian people are bigger fans of Russia, and they should be, than Obama's goons. So Biden says, yeah, get out of there. Get out of that Black Sea. And Trump and Putin goes, no, you get out for your own good. And Biden goes, okay, and turns back to U.S. Navy ships. This will set the pattern with the dictators and our enemies for the rest of the Biden administration. Understand that. I don't care what happens in Ukraine. You shouldn't either. They're better off with Russia ruling them than Obama's goons. But the point is, that was just a tremendous faux pas and show of weakness. Nobody nails this better. Why the Chinese are on the move, why they're seriously contemplating taking Taiwan and messing with taking Hong Kong and messing with Taiwan. I don't know if they're going to do that right now. Their foremost goal is to crush the U.S. economy, which Biden is helping them mightily with, and to take from us our reserve currency, which will deflate the dollar like a balloon. That's their big thing. And I don't know. I think taking Taiwan right now would mess with that. But it's tempting, man. Biden's so weak. You could tell it's tempting to the Chinese. They could barely resist. But anyway, Conservative Treehouse this morning is a brilliant article. I put it up on my Facebook page. It explains how the world looks at us now. I'm telling you, one of the biggest news stories this week, most important, which is why I didn't hear much about it, was this new Rasmussen poll. 51% of Americans believe Democrats stole the election. 51%. How do you get to a majority like that? Well, 74% of Republicans believe that, and get this, 30% of Democrats. Let that sink in. 30% of Democrats. And when asked directly, do you believe the Democrats canceled, stole, whatever, ballots from Trump in this poll? By the perennially accurate pollster, Rasmussen. When asked, a majority of Americans said yes. Said yes. Okay. So you're looking at that and you go, wow. I mean, I did my podcast, my Battleground podcast on that yesterday, at least part of it. You could get text Battleground to 71307. That is a wound from which America can't heal. You don't come back from that. You don't get to go back to the way we were before that. Let me put it that way. It's a fatal wound. America's going to balkanize. There's no way around it. And that's how you look at it if you're Putin. That's how you look at it from outside. Because people are watching this. This looks like instability. This is why investment is fleeing to China. Like, dude, no, this is like a third world dictatorship. We're out of here. Listen to what Treehouse writes about this. It's absolutely brilliant analysis. I couldn't have put it better myself. Putin knows the Biden administration is weak domestically because the majority of the U.S. electorate views his administration as illegitimate. Absolutely true. Proved in a poll this week. Putin also knows Barack Obama foreign policy is essentially Biden foreign policy, and Putin accepts that both Obama and Biden are intent on weakening the U.S. globally. Ah, now we're really getting to it. Nails it. Absolutely. This is what the dictators of the world know and understand. I don't think Putin's really a dictator. He's kind of a quasi-criminal oligarch who supports greater press and self-expression freedoms than we now have in the United States of America. So give him credit for that. So they understand that Biden's primary goal is to wreck the U.S. economy, weaken us globally, weaken us domestically. They believe America is an abomination, deserves to go down, needs to be fundamentally remixed and remastered, if not outright destroyed. They want to burn the system down. They get all this. Russians get all this. They don't want us to be the world's lone superpower. They want to kneel to whoever will stand in front of them. So when they say, hey, you know what? Get out of the Black Sea. They know Biden doesn't mean it. They love to see America humiliated. It weakens us. That's their goal. The Russians understand this fundamentally. So do the Chinese. Treehouse continues. From the Russian perspective, a bunch of noisy and pontificating moonbats are currently running everything in the U.S., and there's absolutely nothing to fear because their leadership, our U.S. government, is weak and unsupported. Putin knows Americans are not going to agree to another regional war in Europe when the Europeans aren't even willing to defend themselves. No. And they know Biden fundamentally is not an advocate for America. He's not. Every policy they have put forward, everyone without exception, weakens either our country, our national defense, and most especially our economy. Putin gets it. They know the drill. I had to mock him like that. Biden's like, you get out of the Black Sea. And Putin's like, no, you. for your own good, quote unquote, for your own good. So Biden does. It will set the tone for the next 3.5 years, folks. North Korea's watching this going, huh. So all I got to say is no, you get out and he will. All right. Now, the difference between the two, Trump would have never even had to send the ships. Putin didn't dare do this on Trump's watch. No way. Trump is an American, an advocate for America. God knows what he'll do. So soon as Biden's sworn in, bam, they're at it again. I just think it's interesting. Anyway, just so you understand why everything that's coming next happens. Folks, by the way, this is why the Israelis just took out the power grid for the nuke machine there in Iran. They have to. They're like, America's not going to protect us now. Guess we got to do it ourselves. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Here we go. Got some crazy ex-girlfriend stories. Texter writes, Tara, my crazy ex-girlfriend kicked in the radio of my new used car because I said hi to a female customer while at the bar. All right. Well, if she was your customer, she kicked in the radio of your new used car. All right. Yeah, every time I refer to AOC, basically guys on the text line start telling me the crazy ex-girlfriend stories. I enjoy them greatly. Anyway, mightily, whatever. All right. Let's continue on the text line. Texter writes, governors can forbid companies from requiring vaccine passports by not allowing them to do business in the state. Yeah, it's going to come to that. The rollout is scheduled for May. This is coming. Just because you're not hearing about it doesn't mean it's not. We talked about that earlier in the show. Texter writes, where'd it go? Is it just me or did the mass shootings pick up quite a bit since Biden took office? I'm glad you guys brought that up on the text line, which, by the way, is 71307. Yes, they did, it seems like. Except there's one critical difference. Every mass shooting under Trump was Trump's fault. And this was presented as fact. It didn't matter if the guy left a manifesto explaining, as the Hispanic killer did, that he was actually a communist and that his goal was Second Amendment disarmament so that we could have Chinese-style government. The media just blacks that out and blames Trump. So I would think, should not every mass shooting be Biden's fault? But it's not. You know what else is interesting? Every police shooting under Trump was Trump's fault. It would always be vague. It was, well, the police, you know, were inspired or something by Trump because he was a racist. And you could tell that by looking at the police officer, that he was inspired by Trump's racism. All right, well, and we were led to believe that the police would not be brutal if Trump wasn't the president. Well, Trump's not the president. So these shootings are Biden's fault, right? Or maybe the media could just tell by looking at the officer who did it. I don't know. But you notice that's gone too. It's just spin. They lie. It's how they manipulate you. It is. It's how they manipulate you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, is South Carolina's legislature or governor doing anything to help protect or hedge against federal overreach in South Carolina? I don't hear much about anything in South Carolina protecting us from this administration. There's almost nothing right now. We do have a gun bill that has sanctuary state status in it, but we also have Luke Rankin as the head of the Judiciary Committee. Unfortunately, he's from Horry County, so there's not a lot we could do about him. And he will probably kill that bill. Other than that, almost nothing. The governor, to his credit, has vowed that he, to stop vaccine passports and to issue an executive order against them being used here. But, I mean, I don't even know that you could get our legislature to stop that. They're largely useless. And the few that are worth a darn get blocked by everybody else. All right, heading into the weekend, if you've got downtime, you're running errands, doing that kind of thing, check out the Battleground podcast. You can always get it by texting the word Battleground to 71307.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,